Hey Chicago, it's Nudia Hernandez from Vocalo. Taylor Bennett and A Damn Killer will be joining me for Vocalo's Summer Meltdown concert on July 11th at Bottom Lounge. It's free and the good vibes are endless. For more, head to wbez.org/events.
Good afternoon. I'm Claire Lane, and this is The Rundown. Democratic President Joe Biden and former Republican President Donald Trump filed nominating petitions Thursday to be on Illinois' 2024 presidential ballot. They each submitted their election forms to Illinois officials for the state's March 19th primary. Trump was joined by two other Republicans, former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. But now, Trump's status as a presidential candidate in Illinois is already being challenged. My colleague Dave McKinney reports a bid to keep Trump off the March and November ballot was launched Thursday with the State Board of Elections. Objectors cited Trump's behavior during the mob attack on the Capitol 3 years ago and a constitutional prohibition against insurrectionists running for public office. Here's Chicago lawyer Matthew Pierce, who's helping push the objection.
We're not engaging in politics here. We're engaging in the application of constitutional principles. The law must be obeyed. And if the laws aren't obeyed, you lose your constitutional democracy. It's really just that simple.
Similar legal challenges to Trump are pending in more than a dozen states. Palestinian American families in Chicago are sharing the heartbreaking stories of loved ones in Gaza. My colleague Adora Namigadeh says many are calling for an end to the violence there. Dr. Thayer Ahmad works in the emergency room at Advocate Healthcare in Calumet Heights. He's Palestinian-American and says he has survivor's guilt as he hears of his friends and family suffering in Gaza. He's heading there Friday with a group from Med Global to volunteer.
For me, I've spent 3 months talking to my congressmen, to our senators, to our every single elected official that would lend an ear. And I think, unfortunately, I have felt like that has not accomplished very much. And so I've turned now to just trying to go there and do something with my hands.
Ahmad says he plans to care for people suffering from starvation, malnutrition, and trauma. Big changes are coming for Metro riders in the next few weeks. On February 1st, the commuter rail agency is overhauling ticket prices, eliminating TED ride passes, reducing zones from 10 to 4, and closing ticket windows. The Sun-Times reports Metro is trying to attract new riders. Like many transit agencies, Metra faces an end to federal COVID relief funds in 2 years. The winter has gotten off to a slow start, but that could be changing. The National Weather Service says it's eyeing the possibility of a strong storm in the Chicago area next week. The system may bring gusty winds and heavy wet snow Tuesday through Thursday, but the service says it's too early to say how much snow will arrive. That will depend on which path the storm takes. Weather for today, a mix of clouds and sun going up to a high in the upper 30s. Tonight, cloudy and cold with a low near 28. Tomorrow, clouds with a high of 33. Flurries likely in the evening. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Claire Lane. Thanks for listening.